This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey. A Sudanese military official said Tuesday Prime Minister Abdallah Hamdok and his wife, who were detained after the military seized power in a coup, were allowed to return to their home in Khartoum. The release came after the international community condemned the coup and called on the military to release all government officials who were detained when General Abdel Fattah Burhan seized power on Monday. Burhan had said earlier Tuesday that Hamdok had been held for his own safety and would likely be released, but he warned that other members of the dissolved government could face trial as protests continued in the streets. A day after the military seized power in Sudan, a move denounced abroad, pro-democracy demonstrators blocked roads in the capital with makeshift barricades and burning tires. Troops fired on crowds a day earlier, killing four protesters, according to doctors. The takeover came after weeks of mounting tensions between military and civilian leaders over the course and the pace of Sudan's transition to democracy. It threatened to derail that process, which has progressed in fits and starts since the overthrow of longtime autocrat Omar al-Bashir in a popular uprising 2 years ago. The UN Security Council is discussing the situation in Sudan Tuesday. The nation in Africa and UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres urged world powers to come together to act decisively at the council, saying unity was needed to confront a so-called epidemic of coup d'etat recently. In his second public appearance in seizing power, Burhan said Tuesday the military was forced to step up and to resolve a growing political crisis. This is VOA News. Haiti's streets were unusually quiet on Tuesday, and gas stations remained dry as gangs blocked the entrance to ports that hold fuel stores, and the country's main gang boss demanded that Prime Minister Ariel Henry resign. Days-long fuel shortages have left Haitians with few transport options and forced the closure of some businesses. Hospitals, which rely on diesel generators to ensure electricity due to constant blackouts, may shut down as well. The situation has put further pressure on a Haitian population already struggling under a weakening economy and a wave of gang kidnappings, which include the abduction earlier this month of a group of Canadian and American missionaries. Gangs have taken on an increasingly political role following the July assassination of President Jovenel Moïse. Belgian authorities on Tuesday warned U.S. conglomerate 3M it may have to end activities at a plant near the city of Antwerp after blood samples of nearby residents showed worrying signs of exposure to pollution. A statement from the environment minister for the Flemish region of Belgium said, quote, "The company has 2 days to prove beyond all doubt that it is not exposing the inhibitants to excess risks through its emissions. If they cannot prove that, they must immediately cease all production processes that are causing the emissions." The 3M plant makes products known from substances known as PFAS, a widely used family of synthetic chemicals that withstand intense heat and can repel water and grease. On Tuesday, Flemish Health authorities released a study showing that 59% of adults and adolescents living in within 3 kilometers of the 3M plant had concentrated levels of one of the PFAS in their blood. Ukraine's health minister urged more people to get their COVID-19 shots as coronavirus deaths hit a daily record on Tuesday, and hospitalizations are up more than a fifth on the previous week. One of Europe's poorest countries, Ukraine fell behind in the race for vaccine supplies this year, and so far only around 7 million in a population of 41 million are fully vaccinated. It's one of several countries in former communist Eastern Europe where vaccination rates are the continent's lowest, now experiencing a record-setting wave of infections with some of the highest death rates in the world. In a bid to combat vaccine hesitancy, Ukraine has made vaccinations mandatory for some government employees, such as teachers. The unvaccinated face restrictions on access to restaurants, sports, and other public events. Find more at voanews.com. Reporting by remote,